Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin today's wrap with concerns from the Commonwealth Bank of Australia as we mark Monday, November 24th, 2025. The CBA's CEO, Matt Comyn, has raised concerns about the rapid increase in home loan demand, cautioning it could fuel soaring property prices. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, new home loan commitments rose by 6.4% in the third quarter of this year, a leap that suggests the credit growth rate might exceed sustainable levels. Comyn believes stable cash rates pegged at 3.6% in 2026 under the current financial climate should see home buying demand cool off. For all our listeners thinking about their property futures, Comyn's advice echoes the old adage of being cautious about counting your chickens before they hatch, with an emphasis on prudent planning and keeping an eye for rate fluctuations. Remember, maintaining a manageable growth in credit is key to your financial health and that of the broader market. Let's shift our focus now to ANZ Group, Australia's fourth largest bank, which has had its internal culture flagged for major structural and cultural issues. This revelation follows a McKinsey review that particularly highlights a pervasive good news culture and a worrying lack of accountability that hampers proper risk management. CEO Nuno Matos, who took the reins in May this year, is prioritizing the resolution of these issues. This serves as a crucial reminder for all financial institutions about the essential role of transparency and accountability for maintaining consumer trust and the stability of the financial system. Meanwhile, the Australian general insurance industry is making headlines for bumper profits, with after-tax profits hitting a record high of $7.3 billion in the last financial year. The sector has seen its best performance in over a decade. However, this financial win is sparking public debates on fair pricing practices, with affordability already looming large for consumers. Scott Duncan of actuarial firm Taylor Fry issues a word of caution. While the profit boom is noteworthy, it's only one side of the coin. He stresses that the industry and its consumers should anticipate that future catastrophes and investments may not carry the same high returns. This scenario highlights the need for awareness of industry trends that could directly affect insurance premiums. Finally, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has voiced concerns about compliance risks in insurance claims handling practices. Issues in expert report oversight, lack of adequate consumer communication, and inconsistent improvement efforts are evident in the industry. The ASIC's message is clear. Reforms are needed across the board to adhere to regulatory duties and secure consumer trust. We wrap up today's segment reminding financial service consumers to be guided by today's news. Whether it's exercising caution with home loans, remaining aware of the internal workings of your bank, or making wise decisions about insurance, let's align with financial institutions that champion integrity and consumer trust. That's all from this episode of Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Tune in again for the latest developments in our financial sector. This has been Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for everything finance. For more content like today's segment, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay financial fit and informed, Australia.